This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers have about a week left to the legislative session and hundreds of bills that still have to be considered. Some of the thorniest negotiations this year have been around some kind of reduction in property taxes. CPR's Andrew Kenny says there appears to be a deal to temporarily cut property taxes by about $700 million.
And this one's interesting just because it's the result of tons of political maneuvering, outside groups threatening to run ballot measures to do similar things. And meanwhile, county governments and some of the other local governments are not too happy with the idea of cutting into their potential tax revenues.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. The property tax bill was introduced this past Friday. It has about 10 days to make it through the process. U.S. Representative Jason Crow was part of a secret visit to Ukraine over the weekend. The Colorado Democrat said he and others met with Ukraine's president to discuss what Ukraine needs to hold off the Russian invasion, including weapons, sanctions, and humanitarian aid. Representative Crow spoke with All Things Considered's Michelle Martin after the visit.
The war that Vladimir Putin is waging against Ukraine is not just a war against Ukraine. This is a war against the world's most vulnerable. The world and the United States cannot and will not stand by and allow this to happen.
Crow said it was important for Congress to pass the Biden administration's request for $33 billion in aid to Ukraine. State money may soon be available to houses of worship and other nonprofits to boost their security. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Lawmakers are moving to set aside $500,000 for the grants, which would be eligible to organizations that applied for but didn't get funding from a similar federal program. Groups like the Interfaith Alliance of Colorado support the bill as a way to help houses of worship prepare for the possibility of extremist violence. The bill has passed the House and is now in the Senate. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
People who rely on powered wheelchairs may have more options to repair their equipment under the bill headed to the governor. It requires wheelchair manufacturers to supply parts, manuals, and tools to owners and independent repair shops. This is CPR News.